We continue this shiur in Sichei Haran, the wise sayings of Rabbeinu Zohar. We are now up to paragraph Tesvot, Tesvim. Rabbeinu Zohar says something, and his words are hidden, a revelation of something so amazing, so intriguing, that it is worth everything. So just gain this information alone. A person would honestly say that if he was created, if he lived a whole lifetime, just to learn this one bit of information, it's worth being born. We're going to reveal it now. Take it from Benazal's words. Benazal says, Hashem created Chachma. Hashem created wisdom. That means that wisdom comes from Hashem. Of course, when Hashem gives, injects into a child that is born, into a human being, to a body, Hashem injects the five senses. He also injects wisdom, because a dead body has no life, has no thought. Machshava, thought and wisdom, come from Hashem. Rabbeinu Zohar says, what is this wisdom? How we define true wisdom? Yes, there is a very unusual statement, the Gemara. The Gemara says that, what would we seek the meaning of wisdom? From the person who was classified as the wisest of all men. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, the wisest of all men. What made him most wise? The Gemara says, because he knew languages. Knowing languages is no big feat. It's no big accomplishment. There are many Lahavdaglayim who know a lot of languages too. But he knew languages that were unique. He knew the languages of animals, languages of trees. Knowing these languages is a true wisdom. Why? What is so important if a person can talk to a cat, ask him what he had for breakfast? What could you learn from discussions with a cat? Or with birds? Something for the birds. Or still further, he was so wise, he knew the languages of trees. Knowing the language of the trees, he could speak to trees. The sound of the wind rustling through the leaves is actually the voice of the trees speaking. What kind of wisdom is it to know of these languages? Rabbeinu Zohar says, certainly it is a wisdom. It is the top, the peak of all wisdom. Peak of all wisdom is a person. In the first chapter of Rabbeinu Zohar's words, the person should be able to study everything that Hashem created, everything, not just human beings, but animals, birds, fish, trees, even non-organic, inanimate objects. Study everything and to be able to learn wisdom from these items. Look at an animal. See how the animal acts. Learn wisdom from that. The Gemara says we learn how to be immaculate from a cat. Cat teaches cleanliness. We learn how to be modest, how to be pure from a dove, a pigeon. A dove will never change its mate for another. It is devoted for life to its own mate. And so everything that exists can teach a human being wisdom. We learn wisdom from trees, the way the leaves grow, the fact that each one stays in its own territory. Each one derives nourishment from its own roots. It does not steal from the second one, and so on. So that everything that exists exudes wisdom and waits to be studied, learned from. The greatest wisdom is that person who can study these things and learn faith from Hashem, faith in Hashem, and learn to practice that which he derives. Now, the Rabbeinu Zohar says here that speaking about learning from animals, what could we learn in general from animals? Greatest wisdom is, and it's a difficult effort to achieve, is for a person to learn to be like an animal. What is so good about an animal? We speak about a person who is a boor, a person who is evil as acting like an animal. Yet here we say that the greatest maila, the highest achievement, is for a person to reach the level of an animal. In what way? Because an animal has no wisdom. An animal has no conceit. An animal is very simple. A person would act as simply as an animal does, with the simplicity, with the sincerity, with the simple devotion to Hashem, without looking for any tricks or any loopholes or any means of deviating from Hashem's commands, that's the greatest wisdom possible. Person to act like an animal, meaning with his pshitus, tlivus, that is the true chachma. This Abedal says, we find from these psukim. Pasuk says, Kail asher nosan Hashem chachma bohema. Those which Hashem gave chachma bohema in them. The word bohema has the same letters as behema. Hashem gave wisdom. What is that wisdom? That a person should be like an animal in its simple form. Therefore, the pasuk says, the Gemara tells us on this pasuk, Adam uvehema teshia Hashem. We had that in the Gemara Chul, if you recall. Hashem helps. Hashem helps and rescues man and animal. And the Gemara asks, why do we find these two close together? Hashem helps man and animal. Why put these together? The Gemara answers, Hashem helps those who are men, which means they are superior in wisdom, superior in brain power, but they act as though they were animals, meaning they are as modest, as humble, as though they had no brains whatsoever, as though they were an animal. This is the type of person Hashem helps. Of course, we can understand this well, what the Zohar Kodesh says, that note the words Adam and Behema are together. There is nothing to separate the two. Man, animal, nothing in between. A person is that close, where his humanity is as simple as that of an animal, then Teshia Hashem. Because that closeness means that he has heavenliness in him. The whole yichud of Hashem and the Shekhinah is found in this pasuk also. Adam ubehema, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mo, Shem Mo, because Yud Kei Vav Kei Bemiboy is Mo, 45, the Yematria Adam. The Malchus is Shem Bon, the Shem Bon, which is the Malchus, the Shekhinah, is Begimetria, born 52, Yematria Behemah. So Adam Behemah is the Shem Mo Ubon. That is the highest Yichud possible, which stands for Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Say, Shia Hashem, Hashem helps that person who fulfills this in a practical sense. To bring close Hashem and the Shekhinah means to bring close the mastery, the superiority of man with the simplicity of animal. This is the greatest yichud possible that a person can achieve. Then, Teishi Hashem, that person Hashem will help in all his needs. And this is the wisdom that Amenazel teaches us we can learn from Behemoth. You find further, Amenazel brings the pasuk, Vani bar v'lei edo, I am a person without knowledge. This is said by Asaph, one of the 10 composers of this Sefer Tehillim, Psalms of King David. I'm a person without knowledge, very simple, without knowledge. Behemos hayisa imach. I am an animal, like an animal, with you, Hashem. I deal with you like an animal. The sentence that means that behemos hayisa, when I am like an animal, when I am that simple and that humble, then imach, then I am with you. But should I attempt to demonstrate any bit of conceit, any bit of geus, then Hashem separates himself from the person. This, the Rebbeinu says, is the lesson to learn from animals. A person should be zechut to be like one, no matter how smart, how wise he is. Remember that you are really very infinitely small. And if you accept that humbleness, that simplicity, you are then assured of the assistance and blessings of Hashem.